The Symphony Chorus of New Orleans presents Handel's Messiah, a Baroque-era oratorio that continues to wow contemporary audiences. The German composer's best-known work is an annual offering by the Symphony Chorus, and music director Stephen Edwards is here with news of this year's performance. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Diane.
How did this piece, that was conceived as an Easter offering, become so popular during the Christmas season?
Well, I'm not sure it was intended explicitly for Easter. It was intended simply not to be about the Christmas season. The piece is about the mystery of redemption, and Handel wrote it during the fall, the autumn of 1741. It was premiered during the Easter season, and it certainly does contain the whole story of redemption, including the resurrection and the ascension and reigning in glory. So it was not originally associated with Christmas. I think the association is partly that it is sometimes performed only in its first part, which does deal with the Christmas story, and also in that it is a very palatable and entertaining exploration of Christian themes. So it has earned its popularity. It's the greatest piece that Handel wrote, and certainly the most frequently performed choral work in the world, and one of the great masterpieces of Western art music.
How was the Symphony Chorus presenting the work?
We are presenting it almost in its entirety. We do a few cuts because modern audience seem to like things that are about 2 hours long, so we don't want to wear out our welcome. We are doing it in the original orchestration, so we have two oboes, bassoon, a string orchestra, two trumpets, timpani, and harpsichord continuo, four vocal soloists, and a chorus.
And tell us about some of the songs in this choral work.
The oratorio contains a number of Handel's most famous pieces, obviously the Hallelujah Chorus, first and foremost. Wonderful bass solo with a trumpet obbligato, The Trumpet Shall Sound, which will be sung by bass soloist Patrick Jacobs and the LPO's wonderful trumpeter Vance Wolf. I Know That My Redeemer Liveth, famous soprano aria. Joy Mead is our soprano. A number of wonderful alto pieces, some alone, some with the chorus, some duet with the soprano, sung by Kay Sherwood White. We have a tenor coming back, a former student of mine who's coming from Texas, David Sadlier, who will be singing Comfort Ye in Every Valley and Thou Shalt Dash Them. Have I forgotten anyone? I don't think so. It's a wonderful group of vocal soloists from all over. We've got some from Baton Rouge, some from Mobile, some from Texas. And the orchestra is made up of members of the LPO, wonderful players. It's an orchestra of about 20.
Now, the famous Hallelujah Chorus, why do people stand for it?
Well, there's the story that the king thought the piece was over and was getting ready to leave, and everybody stood up not to embarrass him. That's the historical story. At this point, I think it's simply that it has become a tradition. I remember in the old Orpheum Theater, when everyone would stand up, all the seats would squeak on the way up, and then they'd squeak when it was over when everybody sat down. But that's years ago. They don't squeak anymore.
You have done this for many years with the Symphony Chorus of New Orleans. As you do it year after year, are there changes and tweaks? Does it vary from year to year?
Well, my understanding of the work continues to grow and I hope deepen. So I do change things and experiment from year to year. It's a work I had done many times before coming to New Orleans, and I've now done it probably 30 times here, and I never get tired of it. I treasure every moment of dealing with it in rehearsal and love sharing it with an audience. It's very exciting to know that there will be people who know the work and love it and are hearing it for the umpteenth time, but even more exciting to think that there will be people in our audience who have never heard this before and will have the thrill of listening to Handel's Messiah.
Is there an uplifting message that people will take away from this work?
When Handel was first talking to people who had heard the work, they said that they thought it had been very successful and people had been entertained. And he said, "Entertained? I wanted to make them better." So I think the work is intended very much to uplift and to edify. It's hard to be bored at a performance of Messiah because there's such variety between the solos and the chorus and the orchestra. The work is entirely uplifting. And whether one is a Christian believer or adherent of some other religion or of no religion, I think the work is inspiring and full of hope and goodwill.
Symphony Chorus Music Director Stephen Edwards, thanks.
Thank you, Diane.
Save the date. The Symphony Chorus of New Orleans presents Handel's Messiah at Holy Name of Jesus Church, 6367 St. Charles Avenue, Wednesday, December 6th, 7:30 p.m. More info at symphonychorus.org.